have a kind of a hot topic, a controversial topic, actually.
Okay.
I'm going to go back to the World Trade Center, everyone's favorite hot topic.
Okay.
And I'll try to keep it, you know, clean.
Oh, I appreciate that.
And radio friendly.
All right.
Anyways, I was thinking, you know, I was in my thinking spot, put on my thinking cap, and I realized, you know, everyone thanks police officers and firefighters for what they did on, you know, that day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had to think, I was like, who really cleaned it up? Who cleaned up that, you know, the whole mess and everything? And I realized it would have had to have been construction workers, right?
Yeah.
And how, you know, who do you think had to clean up, you know, all the, you know, the dead bodies and, you know, all the, you know, the stuff that would really, you know, bring you down?
Jeez,
and it would have been construction workers, right?
Yeah. But the construction workers weren't getting crushed under thousands of tons of steel, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it could shift still while they're cleaning up. I'm sure a couple construction workers, and I'm sure construction workers were there when it, you know, was happening, too.
Yeah, it's a possibility, yeah.
But, you know, when's the last time anyone thanked a construction worker?
Are you a construction worker, sir?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
No.
Wow, just an unbiased observer.
Yes.
Well, I think that's good. 5 years after the fact, let's go ahead and thank the construction workers in the World Trade Center, the underappreciated.
Thank you.
Is that all you needed?
No, well, I mean, yeah, pretty much, but I'm just saying, you know, all those people who said that, you know, they wish they could help and this, that, and the other, but how many of those people did you see knee-deep in rubble and, you know, help with the cause, other than donate $5 and, you know, open up a soup kitchen in their hometown 1,000 miles away?
Yeah, maybe it has something to do with the fact that everyone's been burned by that construction worker, the one guy, the stoner dude that they hire with the slow/stop sign, who kind of stands there, and you're like, wait a minute, I don't know if he's paying attention. Should I be going slow? Or does he mean to have the stop sign up? You know?
Well,
I don't know. Maybe it's something like that. Maybe that's holding us back.
Well, I mean, everyone hates cops in their hometowns, but, you know, they're like, you know, thank a New York police officer, a New York fire department, or fireman.
Nice. Well, I wasn't expecting that call today, but I really appreciate it, sir. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Take care, bro.
Bye-bye.
See you. Hey there, you got something for Free for All Friday?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, first off, when the ball drops in Aggieville, are you going to be singing Auld Lang Syne, or are you going to be singing Happy Birthday to yourself?
Oh, I'm getting called out on that now, huh?
Uh-huh.
I will be, you know what, every year since I was a little kid, my parents, at their little New Year's Eve party, they've been hanging out with the same people for forever, since I was born. So since I moved away and everything, you know, and went to college and whatnot, they always call me on my cell phone at midnight on New Year's Eve, and I get the happy birthday call.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. I do have a giant ego, so yeah, I'll probably be singing happy birthday to myself and saying, you know, screw the happy birthday to the new year. It gets too much attention every year, you know. And hopefully some TV network wises up someday and just puts a camera on my face. Countdown to birthday. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then I go, it's my birthday. Yeah, I'll do
it.
So that's what I'll do this year. Sound good?
Oh, yeah. And then, second off, what was up with KSU last night?
Ah, well, Rutgers is a good team.
Really good.
Yeah, I know. It's so unfair. Like I said earlier, everyone's like, Rutgers hasn't won a bowl game ever, or they haven't won something in 140 years. And they were going to get rid of their football program. That was you saying that earlier.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, can we get some credit here? They were damn good this year. And they could have gotten their asses kicked a lot worse.
So, oh, yeah.
So chin up, yeah. Everybody.